It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
On Friday, First Union staged protests across Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch outside offices of the company Deloitte and the Philippine Embassy. The protests mark a month since recruitment agency ELE entered into receivership and 1,000 workers, over half of which were migrant workers, lost their jobs. A large majority of the migrant workers are Filipino and have received no support from the Philippine Embassy. Hundreds of migrant workers are now still struggling financially, and many of them are on temporary work visas that are running out. I spoke to Dennis Maga, First Union General Secretary, about the protests and what support these migrant workers need moving forward. So could you explain the current situation for migrant workers employed under ELE Recruitment Group as of December 2023?
Look, as of now, First Union is representing more than 500 workers at ELE. These are workers who lost their jobs on 28th of December when ELE decided to shut down its operation or entered into receivership. And because of this incident, many workers were unemployed and had no zero income to support themselves last December, and they were relying on support from Filipino and Kiwi communities to survive for the last 4 weeks.
Are the majority Filipino group of migrant workers owed any sort of financial support from the Filipino embassy?
From the information we received, both from Deloitte and Immigration New Zealand, and there are about 1,000 workers who lost their jobs because of the receivership. And amongst this 1,000, there are about more than 500 Filipino workers. More than 300 of them are on temporary work visa, and some of them are now on resident visa.
And so are they owed any sort of support in this situation from the Filipino embassy?
I think two things here. One is workers are still waiting for final pay from Deloitte company, who is now the receiver or administrator for the ELE company or some members of companies under ELE grouping. And then the second one, workers have been promised to receive financial aid from the Philippine government through Philippine Embassy. And workers have been actually complaining that it was taking a while for them to receive the money, despite that the Philippine Embassy and the Philippine government keep on announcing in the Philippine media that they already supported the workers here in New Zealand, which added to the frustration of ELE workers.
So on top of all of this financial hardship and stress, are these migrant workers receiving any sort of support from Immigration New Zealand in extending their visas?
Another stress that workers are facing at the moment was the letter that they received from Immigration New Zealand, letting them know that they can only stay in the country for 42 days. Despite that, they're doing all their best to look for another employer so they can stay in the country legally. We've been trying to explain to Immigration New Zealand that you don't expect that these workers will be able to find a job during the holiday period, because many companies are still on holiday and they're waiting for these companies to come back so they can start their interview process and even their applications to be processed. But they are really stressed out right now because of the threat that they could be deported from the country because of the letter they received from Immigration New Zealand.
Could you speak about the protests that took place on Friday and how effective they've been in expressing all of these concerns?
The protest last Friday was a symbolic one that we held in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch. We targeted office of Deloitte and the Philippine Embassy. Deloitte, because they are now the receiver or administrator of ELE company. So workers would like to express their situation at the moment, that they are financially struggling, and they would like Deloitte to find a way to fast-track their final pay so that will help them to pay for their bills and other staff to survive in this country And the other one is for Philippine Embassy to fast track their financial aid and to also bring up their concerns to the New Zealand government regarding the way labor hire companies are operating in the country, because they keep on stepping up recruitment from the Philippines, but there are no jobs or job security for them once they arrive in this country.
And what has the response to the protests been like? Has there been any sort of acknowledgement from the immigration minister?
I think there was only one news article where I heard that the immigration minister responded, but that was not substantial enough, or there's a lack of clarity how they would like to address the concerns of these migrant workers. Because I remember when this government was in when they were the opposition, they were saying the same thing and pressuring the Labor government at the time to speak up and address the concerns of those migrants stuck offshore because of COVID, et cetera, et cetera. And the situation right now is quite serious. This is a national issue about the ELE workers. And our union is really surprised that we haven't heard from immigration minister saying publicly that this is a top priority and they're doing their best to address their concerns of these workers.
And so moving forward, what is the action plan for these workers and protecting their rights?
Look, a couple of things. First Union is working closely with Deloitte, and Deloitte is genuinely addressing the workers' concerns. We have set up some initial steps to address their concerns. We're hoping that workers will be receiving the letter within this week, and from there we can discuss about their pay record, and hoping that Deloitte will be able to collect money from ELE clients so they can start paying them for their final pay and entitlements. I think the second one is that we would like to bring this issue to the attention of the government, because they need to understand the labor market and the construction industry. And by continue to allow many labor hire firms recruit from overseas in a construction industry that is struggling at the moment, they are not helping these migrant workers. They're basically adding problems to the society right now by not understanding the current labor market. So I think the government must step up. And the other one is these workers from overseas are now complaining that once they've been accepted to work in this country, they've been only guaranteed to work for 30 hours, which is not enough for them to survive. So they are now calling for the government's attention to increase the guaranteed hours from 30 to 40 hours, not only for them, but of course for all the workers working the same company.
That was First Union General Secretary Dennis Maga speaking to me about protests organised by the union on Friday over a group of predominantly Filipino migrant workers facing economic hardship as a result of ELE recruitment group entering receivership.